Thank you for calling customer support. This is Angelicia. Can I please have your zip code so I can pull up the account, please?
74331.
Thank you. And what's the first and last name?
Leroy Olhoff.
Thank you. And could you please verify the address as well?
27204 South Highway 125, Unit 12, Afton, Oklahoma.
Okay, thank you for that information. I do see on the 31st of October, no, 31st of January, that's the Smart Health Watch was purchased that tracked the heart rate as well as the steps. How can I help you today?
Well, I was totally misinformed on this because I was on a Walmart website and it clicked up that they would ask for a survey. So I did the survey, and as a result of the survey, they said I was entitled to this health watch. But I had to pay the shipping, which was $6.95. Ever since then, I've been signed up for this monthly subscription, which I never signed up for, and I need to have it stopped because now I've got a $59.95 charge on my credit card, which I'm disputing with Capital One.
Okay, so the company only allowed 14 days to try the product out, and you did have to let them know what you decided within the 14 days. If you didn't, then the company would bill you for the actual price of the watch, which was the $59.99.
That was never explained and never said, never once, never. Anyway, we need to cancel this. And if you want, I'll ship you your watch back because it didn't have a charging system with it anyway, and it's just sitting on my desk.
Okay. So you've already filed the dispute with your bank?
Yes.
Okay. So I'll go ahead and note that on the account, because once you file the dispute with the bank would have to contact us to further assist with the account. Now, if you want to contact your bank and have them to drop the dispute and send the watch back, we can go ahead and refund you for the watch.
I said they gave me your phone number, which is Capital One, and they said contact them and see if they will issue you a credit.
Yes, only if the dispute is dropped.
Right now. The dispute has not been finalized yet. I said I will talk to you folks first and then get back to Capital One if you don't refund my money.
Okay. So you would have to return the watch. If you wanted to keep it, I can take 35% off. That's a refund back to your account.
It's useless. There's no charger with it.
Okay, you stated it wasn't a charger. Okay. So, sir.
The watch came without a charger.
Okay. So, yes, sir. You would send that back to us. And
are
on
you
going to
send?
Yes, sir. Hold on. I'll give you every information that you need. One moment. One moment.
Okay.
Okay, and the address, do you have the address to send it back, sir?
I have nothing. Are you going to be sending me a return mailer?
Yes, sir. I can give you that address now, so you'll have that.
Okay.
Okay, it's 11551.
11551.
Uh-huh. That's E for East.
Okay.
45th Avenue.
Okay.
And that's Unit C.
Unit, UNITC?
Yes, C as in Charlie.
Okay.
And that's in Denver, Denver, Colorado. And that's 80239.
80239, okay.
Yes.
Now, are you sending out a return mailer for me to send that back to?
No, sir. They don't send that out. You'll have to pay for the shipping.
I already paid for this useless piece of junk to get here, which don't work.
Okay, so yes, sir. If you return it, they don't issue you a return label.
It sounds like I'm going to be issuing, then I'm going to go back to Capital One and dispute this. This is ridiculous. Because now I've got to pay. You never sent the charger with this watch, so it's not workable. And it's a piece of junk. And now I've got to pay to return it back. This is total fraud.
Okay, sir. You can see however you want to see it, but, you know, they won't... pay for the label. You would have to pay for that to ship it back.
Okay, I guess we'll dispute it then, and we'll let Capital One fight with you guys.
Okay, sir. Well, if I could go ahead and issue you a 35% refund if you just want to keep it and not send it back.
Why would I want to keep the thing that don't work? It's junk.
Yes, sir. That's a refund on the account.
No, this isn't going to work. I mean, you tricked me to begin with, and that's total fraud. We're gonna stop this, and you've taken the subscription away, right? That's been canceled?
Yes, it has.
All right. Okay.
Okay,
and
well,
thank you. Thank you. Bye.
Okay, thank you for calling customer support. You have a good day. Bye-bye.